Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Hayley Lingard is a social worker and health coach. Having spent the last 15 years of her career working predominantly in child protection and trauma-related fields, there is not too much she hasn't seen. She's had the great honour of representing Australia twice internationally in sport and is also a passionate volunteer, spending 7 years on the board of directors for Protect All Children Today and supporting her local Green Thumb group wherever possible. 18 months ago, she opened her private practice, Love Thy Temple, offering holistic counselling and health coaching services to the community. Hayley also offers professional supervision for other social workers and counsellors, as well as training and development services for individuals and businesses. However, one of the things she is most passionate about is the free health presentation she hosts in conjunction with Safe Soda across Brisbane and the Sunshine Coast regions, and she explains why she loves this role so much. Hi Hayley, welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Thanks for having me, Leanne.
You're welcome. I'm so excited to share your story. Shall we get started?
Certainly.
All right. So do you want to tell us where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
Yeah. So at the moment, I'm juggling a few businesses and projects and those sorts of things. But I'm conscious that you can really cloud people's minds about what you do. So fundamentally, I'm a social worker and added health coaching to that repertoire about 18 months ago. So fundamentally, that's what I'm doing at the moment is I've got a private practice based at Strathpine and another one at Kwinana Waters. And so really enjoying helping people, talking about their traumas or their health and well-being, but really being holistic about it and adding all that together.
Oh, excellent, excellent. So where have you actually been? What's your story to get to this point?
Yeah, so I left high school, as we all do, and had absolutely no idea what I wanted to do. There was a lot of pressure in my family to go to university, which was fine. I had no issue with that. But the knowledge at the time was that I would have seven careers within my lifespan. And so I've gone, how on earth do I plan for that? So I always knew that I wanted to help people. And so social work jumped out at me pretty quickly, knowing that I could sort of go off into all sorts of different little fields off that if I got bored or wanted something new. So so I did a social work degree and an arts degree at university. I thought 4 years, I may as well add an extra year and do the five. And fell out of that and then really fell into child protection for a good 5 years, working, sort of managing children in foster care, as well as sort of doing a fair bit of work on the front line, investigating child abuse concerns and those sorts of things. So yeah, there wasn't too much that I didn't see in that space and time. It was a real eye-opener. Then I was approached to manage a foster care service, or put in my application to manage a foster care service. So that was fantastic. I think we had, I used to be able to rattle the numbers off the top of my head, but yeah, it was probably a couple hundred kids in foster care, across quite a number of foster care households, ranging from moderate needs all the way up to extreme children on packages worth sort of hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. So that was really good. I loved having a bit of a team to nurture, and it was a really good environment. And then from there, what did I do? Oh, then I went into the sort of early intervention and prevention field, so working for a mentoring program and supporting young people to access mentors in the community. So that was really good. About 18 months, 2 years ago, I stepped into the private practice space. So started my business, Love Thy Temple. The name sort of jumped out at me right away. It was really that conscious part about we've only got one body for this journey. So we need to look after it well, and obviously that encompasses our mind as well. So, so that's got me to here.
Yeah, I love that story. But you also got a bit of a sporting background too, I hear. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was incredibly privileged to be able to represent Australia a couple of times overseas, in boxing of all things. So very grateful that my nose is still straight. I took up Muay Thai at the age of about 14, and at that stage it was really just for a bit of self-defense and fitness. Got to about 16, 17, and my trainer sort of said, do you want to fight in the ring? And so I said, oh yeah, I'll give it a go. And yeah, found myself fighting Muay Thai of all things, and then essentially couldn't get enough fights, so I stepped over into boxing as well, and then that sort of took me off to Russia and Taiwan, and yeah, it was a lovely little experience. So
oh, I bet it was.
Yeah, and so essentially that's what led me to add the health coaching stuff to what I do. It seemed strange, and it certainly does in all my other jobs. It feels really strange to talk to people about their well-being and happiness and overcoming trauma, particularly when that's linked with things like depression and those sorts of things. To be able to not feel like I could touch or go into things like food, diet and exercise was just bizarre to me. So yeah, feeling really comfortable about what that adds to the services and advice that I offer. Yeah,
it's like much more like a holistic service now, isn't it? They can cover all bases rather than just concentrating in one area.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. And specifically when we've got a vast amount of GPs and doctors out there that don't really get a lot of information around nutrition and exercise. And the research is really clear when you look at depression and those sorts of things. Movement, good food and those sorts of things is really just so important. Obviously not the be-all and end-all sometimes, but, yeah, an incredibly good place to start.
Yeah, yeah. So did you have like a tipping point for change, like when you decided, okay, I need to offer more to my clients, or was it just like a slow rumble that you just wanted to add it to your services?
Look, it all happened at the same time. So I knew as I was starting my business, that sort of dovetailed with graduating from the health and nutrition course. So it was certainly always something that really went hand in hand. And funnily enough, sort of probably about 6 months before all of that culminated and sort of came to fruition, I met the guys from the Safe Soda team. So I went along to a free community health presentation and met Dean and Warren and had what they had to say and just was blown away. I had to basically lift my jaw off the ground the first time I went along. And so I went up to them at the end and said, oh, look, I'd love to be involved and help get the word out on what you do. At a fundamental level, I know my health coaching clients would benefit from this. And at the same time, I also had some family members going through cancer themselves. So I got busy ordering online and posting it off to people, hoping that they would take it, but also knowing that the information that we present in those seminars is just so fundamental to helping people understand why it's important to their body. So we all buy multivitamins and health products from chemists and health food stores with the best of intentions, and quite often I'm sure they get left on the shelf, and that really wasn't something that I wanted to see happen with that product and the people that we can help. So jumped on board, and now for nearly 2 years, or coming up to 2 years, I've been the master retailer for Safe Soda across Brisbane and the Sunshine Coast. So essentially that means booking venues and sort of coordinating people and those sorts of things to those events, and helping people understand why alkalizing their body is so important.
So have you had some challenges along the way that have made you feel like throwing in the towel?
Look, I think certainly the biggest challenge is the emotional one. So I absolutely ride the roller coaster in my job. So you go from 1 week having a string of fantastic stories about people's outcomes and cancer reducing, arthritic conditions resolving and those sorts of things. And then it's just beautiful. You can sometimes be in tears of joy on the phone with your clients. But at the same time, I think the biggest challenge, and it's not just for me, but the retailers that I support, as well as our clients. With Safe Soda, our clients are the biggest word of mouth in what we do. And so it's been a real challenge to, I guess, support them, as well as myself, through the process of understanding that not everybody's going to be open to hearing new information. And that can be really difficult when you know what results you can see. And people are going through these really challenging health experiences when they're just closed to information, that's really, really difficult. So I think that's probably the hardest part.
Yeah, definitely. So what keeps you putting one foot in front of the other? Is it a big vision, or you just do it out of necessity?
Look, I don't know necessarily that it's a big vision, but certainly passion drives what I do. That fire burns in my belly, and I know when I talk about it, it just, it just keeps pushing me to do more and more. So I think just trying to improve what I do and how I do it and supporting clients to get the best outcomes possible is certainly a big driver for me.
Yeah. And do you have like a health message you're trying to get out as well?
Look, I think it's be kind to yourself, be kind to your body. I think I heard another one of your interviewees sort of talk about the 80-20 rule. We can't be perfect all the time, and I'm certainly going to confess that my halo is really crooked some days. But we just, perfection is an unattainable goal. It really is. So I think one of the biggest things I talk to people about is increasing your fruits and vegetables. So in our... I know that we're incredibly multicultural in lots of ways, but our Australian culture is quite often meat and through veg. And so talking to people about plant-based diets, or just at very least increasing the amount of fruits and vegetables, can be really daunting for people. So that's probably the biggest one, is just encouraging people to start with what they know, start with what they like, particularly in families. If you're the mum and you're trying to feed your hungry family, there's nothing worse than putting down dinner on the table and getting, I don't like this, it's horrible. So if you're experimenting with things and at a loss about how to replace that big protein meat portion on your meal, start with some of the fruits and vegetables that you know people like, and just be aware that you're not going to get it perfect the first time around. You never do with any cooking dish, so it really is an evolution, and grow with it and have a bit of a play in the kitchen.
Awesome. So what new possibilities have opened up for you since you've been doing your health coaching?
Look, I love the opportunity to get in front of people and talk. So there's been opportunities for me to deliver training to different cohorts of people. That's really nice. It's certainly pushing some of my boundaries. I think I love public speaking. It's always something that challenges me a little bit anyway, but in a good way. So getting out and doing those sorts of things, and knowing, I guess, sometimes if you're talking to a big cohort of people, the possibility for impact is so much greater as well. So
It's a big thing, that talking to the public, isn't it? I was only talking recently to some people and just asking, you know, who here thinks that, you know, it's more scary to be public speaking than to actually die, you know? And they're all going, yeah, public speaking. And that's what the stats seem to say, don't they? Because for some reason, everyone's just so, not everyone, I shouldn't generalise, but, you know, a lot of people are just so fearful of getting up there and getting their message across.
Dying's pretty final, though. Sorry, I'll take public speaking any day. It's funny, I've got the issue in front of the camera. It's this concept that it's there permanently, it won't go away. So, so that's my next adventure, is to try and get the message out through different forums, including video and those sorts of things.
So that's one of my next question, is what's the most exciting thing you're looking forward to in the future?
Continuing to challenge myself and to challenge clients to be the best that they can be. So I think knowing yourself can be one of the most exciting but challenging journeys, and the sooner we get closer to knowing ourselves, the better we can make sure that we're on the right path and really meeting the goals we want out of our lives. It really does tick by pretty quickly when you think about it.
That's for sure. All right, let's have a change in pace and we'll do the speed round.
Okay.
What's your favorite book?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask this one. I'm not sure that I've got a favorite book, to be honest. I really like Shantaram. There was some elements of that I really like. I tend to almost skim books or just pick out little bits and pieces sometimes. So I've certainly got my rose-coloured glasses on at the moment, and I'm reading The World Peace Diet. So obviously I'm trying to gather information from any types of diet sources and those sorts of things. I've got some key ones that I talk with people about to talk about longevity and those sorts of things. But I think there's lots of things out there. I encourage anybody to keep reading.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? Do you have a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
Oh, look, I couldn't go past my parents. They're just the most beautiful people that bend over backwards for me, and I'd absolutely be at a loss without them. So,
nice. What daily ritual works best for you?
Oh, getting out of bed and pulling the socks up, I think, is the best one. I'm not very good at solid routines. I think the beauty of working for myself is that flexibility, and so every single day looks different, and I love that about my life, but it makes it difficult to put in routines. So I think for me it's just to focus on putting good food in so that my body can do what I want it to do.
The next one is favourite food. Do you have a favourite food?
Thai and Indian are definitely the top of the list. They're certainly the ones that you can go out and order pretty freely, and Good stuff. Herbs and spices are fantastic.
Yeah, that's for sure. What about the country or the city? Country girl or a city girl?
Oh, look, I'm going to throw a spanner in the works. I'm going to say I'm a beach girl. So, yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I grew up on the beach on the coast. That's me too.
Yeah. Look, I love elements of all of those. The rainforest is gorgeous. Yeah. The city obviously has its benefits as well. But, yeah, definitely the beach is my happy place. Even when I can't get into the water, I drive up there and I just stand there for 5 minutes looking at the water, breathing deeply, going, okay, I can go and rejoin humanity now.
Exactly, yeah. It's got this calming effect, hasn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic.
So. Yeah, and you're a bit of a surfer too, aren't you?
I try. I do my best. So, yeah.
What about the biggest piece of advice to give to others to help them make change?
To know what change you really want in your life, there is no... And I think that's... We're so exposed to marketing and media and all these sorts of things, and I think there's so much build-up about what we think we should have and what we think we want. One of the biggest lessons my dad taught me, as much as I didn't appreciate this as a teenage child, amongst many other lessons, was the difference between knowing what you want and what you need. And I'm really pleased to say we've shifted so much in the direction, particularly in our family, away from consumerism and stuff and more towards experiences and those sorts of things. So I think that shift really helps you determine who you are, what you really want, because stuff and things and those sorts of things is never going to fill that hole in your life. Might bring you momentary happiness.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's for sure. And as you know, being an adventure coach, that's my thing, have experiences.
Absolutely. Get out there and do it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And that's where coaches like yourself come in so handy, just to hold people accountable. Mm. So, and the other part about, I was incredibly naive as a social worker. I'll never need counselling. And within probably two to three years of frontline child protection, I was really starting to see that those experiences really touch on you. So that experience of being able to talk out loud freely with someone without judgment and just to put it all out there, and they're not giving you solutions. It's funny how you can figure things out once you start to talk out loud.
Oh, I always say that, you know, you better just get it out. Just get it out there, because it seemed to be some sort of clarity once you verbalise it. If you keep going around and around in your head, it becomes all muddled up and it becomes stuck and not sure where to go. But you put it out and suddenly, well, that doesn't make sense. Well, maybe I could go in this direction. And, you know, yeah, so I'm a big one for getting it out there, talking to somebody, whether it's a coach, support person, whoever it is. Get out there and have a chat about things that are worrying, or, you know, or even if you want to clarify where you want to go.
Absolutely. It's amazing how we either suppress or manipulate things and we think they mean something, but you start to draw the dots or put the lines together and go, oh, okay.
That's it. All right, so last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
Oh, my goodness. I think probably just to trust in myself and believe in my own intuition. Like a really strange example was, I remember graduating high school and I'd always been sporty, and it was one of those other bits of information of going, oh, well, there's too many PE teachers out there, you don't even bother applying to uni. And look, I have no issue with that. There's no regret or anything like that. It certainly would have been something that I would have looked at, and I fully believe that I'm in life's point for a reason. But I guess just if there's ever things like that, don't necessarily be swayed by other people's opinion or what they think. If you really believe in something or you're passionate about something, it'll work out no matter what it looks like.
Yeah. Oh, great advice. All right, well, thank you so much for your valuable time today, Hayley. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Yeah, certainly. So the best place to find me is the Love Thy Temple Facebook page or website, so www.lovethytemple.com.au. You feel free to get in touch or email me, and there's plenty of little testimonials and videos on the Facebook page, so go and check it out.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Leanne, for having me.
Igniters. Hayley Lingard is someone who has always wanted to help people. She is an amazing soul who has done this in so many areas of her life. She has great advice. Know what change you want in your life and shift from material things to experiences, as that's how you'll get to know the real you. You can contact Hayley through her website, lovethytemple.com.au, or also on Facebook. If you want to know more about empowering your life, go to leanneblaney.com.